Hello, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. Podcasts every week to inspire those of us working with children or young people in churches to keep going, to stick close to Jesus, and to be obedient to whatever he wants us to do. I wonder how often you find it difficult to tell people that you're a Christian, or to tell people about the job you do, or how often you find yourself needing to compromise, especially those of us who are employed as youth workers or children or family ministers. And you know, you're at that meeting of a person you've never met before. Maybe it's on the playground if you're a parent, and that question comes up, what do you do for a living? And there's always that hesitancy of, do I tell them I work for a church? Do I tell them that I'm a Christian, or do I try and make out that I'm just a youth worker in a secular sense, or I work with children, and we don't actually want to admit to what we do for fear of being judged, for fear of being looked down upon, for fear of rejection? I don't know. I had a moment recently with Thrive, where we've been trying to set up a new project, and we applied for funding for it. And it's particularly to try and help young people deal with their mental health and strengthen their mental health. And we applied for some funding and we received some funding. And they said, congratulations, you've been successful. We just want to make sure that you know the grounds for us giving you a grant. And it listed a load of different things, which are all fine, except for one which says that you will not promote a religious cause. And I was like, oh, well, the project's not gonna promote a religious cause. When we applied for the grant, we had to send them details of what the charity's about, and our charity very clearly states that we are to help young people come to know Jesus. And so we talked about it as a team and thought, can we accept this money or should we not accept this money? And this verse I found really helpful in 1 Samuel chapter 2. It's when a man of God, a prophet of God, visits Eli, who's just taken in the young boy Samuel to be his kind of mentee, if you like. And this prophet says to Eli about his family he's talking. And he says, far be it from me, those who honour me, i.e. God, those who honour God, I will honour, but those who despise me will be disdained. Those who honour me, I will honour, but those who despise me will be disdained. And I just had this sense for us with this money, and it's really hard because Thrive is always short of cash. You know, we're a small youth outfit trying to do far more than we are should be able to. But we comes down to this: as much as this gift is very generous and it's very helpful, do we trust the money or do we trust in God? And I just felt we needed to honour him and to go, actually, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth trying to pretend. It's not, we don't want to hide anything. So I wrote back to this grant making body and said to them, look, fantastic, you want to give us some money, really helpful. Just want to make sure you know what Thrive's about. And the project guideline and outline hasn't changed, but we want you to know that we can't guarantee that no one will ever, you know, hear about the Christian faith as a result of what we're doing. And we thought, oh, that's it, we'll leave it. But at least we've been honest, at least we've honoured God and not tried to hide away from it. And then almost immediately we got a reply back saying they talked about it and actually, no, they love what we're doing. And if as long as our project guidelines haven't changed, our outline hasn't changed, they love the idea of it and they still want to give us the money. And I just got that real confirmation that actually we'd honoured God in what we'd done. And actually this was a means that he was using to provide us with some money for this project. But how easy it would have been to hide who we are. We still would have got the money, but we would have felt guilty. We would have felt like we'd got it under improper circumstances, or we'd been dishonest. and we'd been ourselves. And actually it made it even more wonderful because we feel like we were blessed for our integrity. And integrity is a biggie, isn't it? It's so commonplace now to be people who say one thing in one situation and another thing in another situation. We see that in our politics, we see that in the world politics, we see it in the workplace, we see it in schools, and we've got to be careful that we keep our integrity within the church. We need to remember, I think the reason why we lack integrity is because we fear what others think of us. And it's about who do you put your trust in? Is your trust in your reputation and your self-esteem in the hands of each person you meet? Or is your trust, your reputation and your self-esteem in the hands of your loving Heavenly Father who doesn't change, who sees all that we do, who loves it when we stand up for Him? Who cheers us on when it's difficult, who we read page after page in scripture and since of Christians throughout the ages who've stood up for Him and been persecuted as a result. But He honours those who honour Him. And life may be difficult if we are honouring Him. Doesn't mean life's always going to be easy, but it's very clear that Jesus says, pick up my cross and follow me. That doesn't sound like a holiday. It sounds pretty painful, pretty difficult, but it means life in all its fullness. It means taking the Father's love to whoever's around us, being a blessing because we know that we are blessed, loving because we know that we are loved, not in a way, a love that's conditional, not in the love that requires payback, but it is all about pouring the Father's love on those around us. So as you think about your youth work, as you think about your children's work, make sure that everything you do in it honours God. Don't have anything that dishonours Him, that hides Him, that makes you embarrassed to say you're a Christian. Wear the badge with pride because we know that our lives are secure in His hands. He's our provider, no one else. He's who we trust in, He's who we love. And when we're in that place, life is full of joy because we know whatever the circumstances, whatever may come our way, that we're going to be good, we're going to be okay. Life is the best it can be because we walk with Him. Go for it.